SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott taking President Biden to task over what he sees as his ambivalence on U.S. support for Israel.
That requires the United States of America to stand shoulder to shoulder with no daylight with Israel, as opposed to having a president who speaks with a forked tongue, supporting Israel during the middle of the day, but then delaying Israel's progress at night.
The presidential candidate tells the Salem Radio Network he's pushing for legislation that would pull American taxpayer funding from colleges that tolerate anti-Semitic activity.
I am now leading on legislation, new laws, that will pull federal funding from schools that refuse to hold their students accountable for the advocating of mass murder, for supporting genocide, and for supporting terrorism.
Secretary of State Blinken made visits today to the occupied West Bank and Iraq. In Ramallah, he tried to assure Palestinian President Abbas the U.S. was intensifying efforts to ease the plight of Gaza's civilians. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Governor DeSantis could be getting a key endorsement.
The Republican governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, will be breaking the state's tradition and endorsing Ron DeSantis before the state's caucuses, according to two people who spoke on condition of anonymity. Iowa's the first voting state, and Governor Reynolds' nod to DeSantis will give his campaign a badly needed boost.
I will get the job done.
DeSantis has consistently polled second in the GOP presidential race, far below former President Donald Trump.
We hit him hard, and now he's like a wounded falling bird from the skies.
Both candidates spoke at a weekend Florida Republican Party summit. Iowa's governor, like DeSantis, supports school choice and strict bans on abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Free speech is viewed differently across the pond.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond, and a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference made no comment on the government findings, but findings from a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops are expected later this year. This is SRN News. Toyota says they're not advising owners of 1.9 million recalled RAV4 SUVs to park outside.
That's even though U.S. safety investigators have four complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. The recall was announced Wednesday by Toyota. It came as U.S. safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in RAV4s. Toyota says the company is not advising people to park the SUVs outdoors, but it is asking owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. Keith Peters reporting.
Tyson Foods recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of its Fun Nuggets breaded chicken after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the dinosaur-shaped patties. The nuggets, sold in 29-ounce bags, carry the number P7211 on the back. SRN News.